Now, this is synth.nl. Track called Scuderia. Pretty obvious which sport he likes. Chatting to Michelle in a couple of seconds. The album Aerodynamics. Somewhere, Michelle, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Where you are. Are you sitting in your racing car now, are you?
No, not really.
In your, but you're sitting in front of your Formula One equipment, I'll bet.
Oh, actually, I'm still in the living room.
Oh, with a nice and relaxed, with maybe a beer in your hand.
Well, not even, no.
Oh, what a pity. Anyway, it's your album. The album's called Aerodynamics.
Yes.
So, tell us a little bit about your love of motor racing and indeed of aeroplanes.
Yeah, well, I've been fond of racing cars as far as I can remember. My mother used to tell me that when a fast car drove by, that I had my head backwards and walked in the streetlights. So, bumped my head there. We always watched Formula One on Sunday. I can still remember that, being little, watching that every time it was on.
Yeah.
And, ever since then, I really am in love with motor racing. So, and the airplane thing came later. I did my military duty when I was 18. I spent a year with the Air Force. And, there I got taught also in the aerodynamics since then I'm also very fond of everything that goes fast in the air, not only on the racing track. So.
Well, I'm sure this interview is going hurtling through the air, but go on to your... what was in your mind when you were composing the tracks called... Was it Scuderia, Maranello, and Modena? How did you formulate what that would sound like, you know?
Well, I have a sound recorder I take with me everywhere.
Of course, yeah.
And so I when I hear interesting sounds, I just record them. And usually my tracks start with just such a recording. So actually the three tracks you mentioned started with the racing car sounds you hear in it.
Yes,
I started fiddling around with some music in the background, and then a track came along.
And it just formulates, and off you go.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I didn't start making music that long ago. It was actually end of 2005, and I had really no idea where to start. So, it just came along, and, this is the result.
So... When you sat in your current studio and you're trying to compose your music called Aerodynamics, mainly to do with Formula One, you got your little box in your hand where you recorded the special effects, obviously, the whining of the engines, etc. How did you come to choose the titles of Scuderia, Maranello, Modena? Was it just your love of the circuits anyway, or had you had something else in your mind at the time?
Well, the track names obviously point a bit to my love for Ferrari as well.
Yeah. Of course, you're a bit biased, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're a little bit biased towards Ferrari, but they are number one.
Yeah, well, it's for me a brand that has a long history, and I've been to Italy a couple of times.
Lucky you.
Also visited the factory, so it's a bit of a magical place for me.
it would do. It's a Dutch Grand Prix. Where's that normally at?
Well, we had a Dutch Grand Prix in the past, but unfortunately we don't have it anymore.
They've took it off the circuit. That's dear Bernie Eccleston with his love of Formula One. Well, maybe this will inspire him to reconsider.
Yeah, well, we have a very nice circuit in Zandvoort.
That's it, Zandvoort.
I heard back then from the drivers that they thought it was one of the better circuits. So, but there's a lot of commercial stuff going on in there, and
Money, I'm afraid, big money talks, and you and I are not in big money at all, are we?
No, not really.
No, we do it for the love of music, don't we?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think, what have I got going in the background now? I think, let's have a look at my list. It should be, is it Supersonic? Let's have a look.
Yes.
Of course, now we're back with the Air Force. We'll have a little chat about the Air Force connection. So, Supersonic would have come from your Air Force experiences, and was it the Dutch Armed Services, was it?
Yeah.
You were in, what, conscripted in WAIF, or was it 2 years, or...?
Just one year.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, quite involuntary, actually, but...
Wow.
I had to, but, well, I enjoyed myself, and I learned a lot, and that's the good side of it.
Well, it is. I mean, they say that the armed forces are... will make a man, you know, it gives them respect, gives them authority, doesn't it? Whereas today's authority with the younger people, they don't always seem to want to bother, do they?
No, so, I think it wouldn't be bad if they, got that duty back.
conscription or whatever it is, you know, it does seem a little bit outdated. But on the other hand, I think there is still a place for it. Not for me, I'm too old to go back to square bashing, as they would call it. But we'll carry on. Now, I think the next track, which we'll be following up shortly, is called Falcon. Where did that come from? Where was it?
Well, actually, the plane I worked on in the Air Force was the F-16. Falcon is the nickname for the F-16,
So that is why you chose that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you write your music for aeroplanes, the same thing, you mean you must... You obviously see the aircraft, or the F-14, whatever it is, and you visualise, does music come to you as you look and watch the aircraft going through the air, or do you...
Yeah, well, actually, what I was thinking about when I wrote Supersonic is a dogfight. It's actually
about two
planes dancing around each other in the air. Sounds very, very dramatic when I say it this way, but that was the picture I visualized myself.
It's just the dancing part was getting me a little bit worried. I couldn't imagine a supersonic aircraft actually dancing, but I know exactly what you mean. I can imagine it. So where can your listeners purchase this excellent CD from? Where have you got? Where's your outlet?
Well, I think the easiest way is to get it from my label, Groove Unlimited.
Yeah.
And, well, there's also three other links where you can buy it, and they're all on my website, www.synth.nl, and that's synth.nl.
Yeah.
Well,
it is, I think we've got, this is Turbulence playing in the background, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen to a bit of Turbulence. We'll give you a few minutes break.
Okay.
And we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes.
Okay, great.
We'll listen to Turbulence. My hands are showing some turbulence here. Now, anyway, I'll push the buttons up. Here we go. Great track, Turbulence. You must have had something in mind when you was writing that one then.
Yeah, well, turbulence is one of the phenomena in aerodynamics that makes, well, a lot of problems, actually. especially in Formula One racing, when cars are too close behind each other, you get a lot of, turbulence behind the car, which makes overtaking very difficult. So
I didn't realise when a car overtakes, there's a gap, isn't there? They call it, there's a gap of air.
It's kind of a vacuum or what you call it in English.
Yeah.
So it's at that time the car actually has no downforce anymore, so it almost comes loose from the ground.
Now we know we spoke earlier about not possible, actually, you could actually go on tour or whatever, is it? Because you haven't got the resources. Why?
Music is just a hobby for me.
Yeah.
I actually have a very busy job and a family, which I hardly see anyway. Producing music for me is actually something usually I do at night when I'm supposed to sleep, actually. I don't really see, not at this time, how I could manage to tour as well.
Well, who knows what opportunities will come knocking at your door anyway. I'm sure they will do. I mean, it's a beautiful album, very, very well produced. You obviously got a good studio to do your work, didn't you?
Yeah, it's not the problem.
it's
the time, mostly.
It is. Well, I've got Falcon playing there in the background, the old F-16 Falcon. Well, there's a good evening to you from Steve and Karen over in the United States.
Okay, thank you.
They're saying hello to you, and they're enjoying the show, enjoying the interview. So I suppose time is running out. I'll keep this with us all the time. Thank you very, very... Oh, better give me your website before you go. Can you just remind listeners of your... I suppose you've got two websites, have you?
Yeah, I've got
the MySpace
site at myspace.com/synthnl, without the dot.
Without the dot, yes.
And you can also go to www.synth.nl.
Right.
And that's my main website.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tom, for your time, Michelle.
Well, thank you.
It's been great chatting. And you have a very happy Christmas over there in dear old Holland.
Yeah, same to you and to all the listeners as well, of course.
Thank you. I know we have a global audience, so they're all all at varying times of the day over there. One day it's 6 hours behind, another 6 hours in front. I'll try and give up what the world clock is, but thank you very much, Michelle.
Okay.
I'll get back to you in a couple of days, have a chat with you off air, and thank you very much again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye. I'll keep on with Falcon for you.
Okay,
here we go.
Great.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
More music, more choice, more fun. Market Harborough's HFM.
102.3. This is HFM.